This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Braves back in action tonight, taking on the Nationals in the nation's capital.
Got people fired up earlier today talking about Murph. You know, Murph versus Baldwin, basically, in the battle of who should be starting catcher.
Look, right now you can tell me, and this started, should we say, when Alex Anthopoulos went on the steakhouse and said they're going to try to find more time for Baldwin, you know, depending on righty-lefty situations. And for those who don't get that, it's just matchups. The pitchers you're facing, you're trying to, you know, put different guys in the lineup, righty-lefty bats. And so Alex was saying that that's, you know, at least the plan right now, and that Snit's got to find the time to do it. My thing, Mike, is just he's hot and play him regardless of righty-lefty. And sometimes, guys, you know, again, you're going with the numbers, right? The analytics tell you, hey, this particular pitcher doesn't do well against left-handers, so we're going to put more lefties in the lineup. That's how that works, guys. But that doesn't necessarily also mean that Snit might not use his gut, as he's done so many times before, and just say, hey, he's the hot bat right now.
And right. We'll get more into the numbles because, as I mentioned, you got one RBI the last seven games for Murph. Now, some of this means the guys have to be on base for him to knock in. He did have the home run the other night up there in Boston. He does have good clutch numbers. When I say bomb, I got to walk that back because he has been good as far as the clutch department. But unfortunately, he's batting, you know, 200 again for the month of May. So he's just, to me, a good defensive catcher. No one debates that. Just Drake Baldwin is just playing at this unworldly clip. And I just, Carl, have a hard time not riding that hot hand as long as I can.
Yeah.
Lefty or righty.
I just don't want to hear about the whole injury bug. You know, every team has to endure this at some point. And unless you have superstars at every position as your backups, you're going to have to figure out what you want to do. And very few teams do have that. But that's why we do have a farm system. It's also why I think we have the best general manager in baseball. Alex has been able to maneuver these injuries. Guys, we won a World Series without the best player on the team in Ronald Acuna. I mean, let's not forget that. So I understand that that is a, you know, well, what if something happens? Well, you worry about it when that happens. But right. That's not how you play baseball. Right. You put the best lineup out there day in and day out.
And we'll see, because as we said, we're not, you know, I'm not saying give away Murph. I'm not saying cut Murph. I'm saying can you find something good for Murph? You know, because Drake's going to be the man of the future, and I don't need a platoon. I understand that, yes, you can't have a catcher play 162. I get all that, but when a guy is raking the way that Baldwin looks like, it almost feels like you got a do-over on the Contreras thing.
Yeah, and listen, everybody cools off. There are ups and downs throughout the course of baseball. My good buddy D. Ham used to say, "Stay hot," and it's true. You want to stay hot as long as you can because you're going to cool off, and when you do, guess what? You got to find another streak. I don't expect him to hit 500 for the season. But I do think he's shown the talent and the ability that he can be a special player in this league. More on the Braves coming up, guys. Also, Guy Talk a little bit later on this hour. Right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Well, we spent a lot of time on this because it is also a big story today. And that is, there is going to be a CEO to oversee college sports and the rules enforcement after the House versus NCAA settlement is finalized. So, as Mike and I were discussing today, the interesting thing about this is that the college commissioners right now, and this, by the way, it's going to be called the College Sports Commission. It's going to oversee the new revenue sharing cap, NIL clearinghouse, and this person will be appointed by the Power Four commissioners who are already in the process. So, Mike, my guess is this person or these people are probably already going through interviews. I'm guessing as soon as this decision is made with the NCAA and the courts and all that, that they want to get this moving as fast as possible. But this is a big deal.
Right. And first off, let's start with the things I like about this. Number one, the NCAA will not, Carl, will not be the gatekeepers on this one. They'll enforce a number of items, eligibility rules, but there's some things which, again, goes strictly under the auspice of the College Sports Commission. So they'll be in charge of how you enforce whatever the cap is going to be. If it's going to be around $20 million per team, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, can you supplement that in any way with your collective? I mean, maybe they'll have some wiggle room. But either way, it's going to be a standard for everybody. The one thing that Carl and I were getting into in the beginning part of the show was, do you really feel that everyone's going to want to have the same vision for this thing? In other words, the Big Ten and the SEC, they're printing money. They got a better TV deal than anybody. So why should they have to limit what they're going to be able to spend on their players compared to, let's say, the Big 12 or the worst of the TV deals in the Power Four, the ACC?
I don't know. I mean, look, I just feel like if you were to take a poll across college football, all these coaches are saying the same thing, including Kirby Smart, which you're going to talk about how this affects what Kirby and the Dogs want to do moving forward. But I think everybody just wants to play an equal playing field. Part of the problem right now is the NIL rules, when the transfer portal is and when it's not. Also, how much schools are able to spend, to Mike's point. If we're making X amount or more dollars than you. And listen, if Kirby wanted to spend an extra $10 million, guys, probably could. But he's not. Because that's not how he wants to go about his business. He's not spending that and saying, we're going to go outspend everybody. He still has a, sorry, Kirby, standard of where he wants this program to be, and that means I'm not going to go out and break the bank just because players are asking for additional money. But, Mike, I think all these coaches just want to know, here's the level playing field. Now go maneuver it. Right now, it is the wild, wild west.
Right, and I just think, you know, in relation to, you know, the players and a guy like the Jackson Cantwell thing, I mean, that's the one that I think is really sort of like the real – like sort of like turning at the turning point for so many folks who maybe couldn't wrap their heads around this. Why are you going to Miami? What the hell are you going to get at Miami you can't get at Georgia? Georgia is the gold standard, right? And that's not because we're here. I mean, just because it is.
It is.
Miami hasn't won a championship in like 30 years. I mean, so it is where it is. But you go back and you look at how Jackson – we all wish Jackson Cantwell just said, look, I'm going for the loot. And then we can all get on with our lives. Okay, so be it. Moving forward, if you want to go spend $4 million or more on an offensive tackle, you got to figure out how you're going to get your quarterback, your offense, the rest of your offensive line, your secondary, your receivers. So that's going to be interesting. I said to Carl, maybe they could come up with something along the lines of like a fantasy football league or one of those rotisserie leagues, Carl, where you get sort of like levels. You get X amount of dollars for a quarterback. You can spend X amount for a wide receiver. I don't know if that helps or hurts the argument, but we will eventually then get to the point, which I think most fans are saying, look, do something. You get one transfer, maybe two tops in a four-year period. And if you do transfer, after you've signed a deal, you lose a year of eligibility.
Yeah.
Something, because, like, and guys, we were on the side of the players. If a coach leaves, the entire class gets to walk. That's fine. They can do whatever they want. But you've got to have, for the coaches to build a program and to maintain the stability we've come to expect over the years, that it's got to be more than just a simple turnstile, because that's what it's become.
The biggest thing about this, guys, is the schools will be paying these players now. Understand that. That's the biggest part about this that has never happened. Okay, so you had a few boosters, you know, with some brown bags back in the day. Great. You now have NIL, which in a lot of cases, to keep it real with y'all, trade deals. We're now talking about the schools paying the players. And that is why this case is such a big deal. Now, the interesting thing, Mike, is Kirby has basically shared his thoughts on why Georgia hasn't hired a general manager. You know, Alabama has. There are other schools that have hired this general manager position, which we think of it as football or baseball in professional sports or any sports professionally, NHL. And this is the person who oversees, right, all the things. And Kirby said, well, we haven't done that because when you look at what a general manager does, we have people who already do those things. And he says, you know, when you define that role, you're talking about guys that might be looking at the portal or evaluating guys in high school. We have guys who do that already. He feels like, Mike, they have a system in place that works. I would agree with him. I don't think it's flawed, or it's, you know, it's been not, it's not too complicated for, right, for what they're trying to do right now. I'm not telling you that Kirby may not hire GM later, but right now he's saying, I don't need that, and my program is where it needs to be. Other programs don't feel that way, and so, you know, Bill Belichick comes in. Mike, UNC just hired. They hired a general manager to kind of oversee things, because I don't think Bill wants to oversee all of the things that he needs to.
Right. Now, again, Josh Brooks is in the Dog Nation article, which basically, to your point, says, hey, you know, everybody, different strokes for different folks. You want to have a GM? Kirby is kind of the de facto GM with everybody he's got working underneath him. We have a highly intelligent, highly involved head coach, Brooks says in the Dog Nation article that dropped today. We have a great support staff underneath him. We have a phenomenal executive staff. So again, everybody can do. Do you feel you need a GM? Okay. If you want to, in the case of Belichick, a guy with NFL experience, so be it. But I mean, all you have to do is, Carl, keep getting those great players in there. However you're doing it, your coaching, your assistants, do you need someone to be a CEO or CFO of that? Maybe. Kirby says you don't need it. So why bother?
I agree with him. I mean, like where he's at right now. And by the way, it's about to simplify itself. If you're telling me now it's where it is and he's been maneuvering this, if you're giving me some rules and guidelines now, it's going to be easier because he can. I think the staff will be able to do a better job of manipulating what they need to moving forward. But, yeah, right. I don't have a problem with this, and I don't think dog fans should either. I just hear dog fans saying, well, why are these schools hiring GMs, and maybe we're not? It's personal preference.
Hey, and by the way, Kirby's got more assistants than any coach in the history of the Georgia Bulldogs. True. Consultants. Here's one where he's going, I don't need that. So, okay, let's not jam it down his throat. As Josh Brooks says, you know, you're talking about continuity. He goes, you don't want to bring someone from the outside and say, you're the GM, lead us. It's Kirby's vision, to your point.
Yeah, and I agree. Too many, Chiefs or cooks in the
building? Too many cooks, working on that stew.
Yeah, you don't need all that. 404-726-0929, guys. Lots of college football news, and we continue to talk about it with you here, but this is one that we're watching, and once this happens, this hire is going to happen, and it's going to be the next new news with this CEO who will likely come from outside of college athletics, is what they're saying.
And this was a debate that we had. We can talk about this throughout the week, but we were talking to start the program. I said, look, I get it's cliche, and everybody just said make Nick Saban the czar of football. But, I mean, to me, if you're going to have somebody who's got to navigate all the problems that coaching staffs are having to deal with and athletic directors, who better than a guy like Nick Saban, who was using his, you know, his sort of platform to say what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He thought was right or wrong with football. Most of us agreed with it at some point.
Yep.
And I just thought that, you know, you don't have to overthink it and go get a CEO who played college football somewhere and get a guy like Saban who's respected by everybody. Maybe it would require a little bit of arm twisting for somebody like the Big Ten who feels maybe there's a bias towards the SEC. But remember, Saban also coached in the Big Ten in his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.